With us right now is Pamela M. She's a researcher with the Department of Health Services in Madison. You've been working on a survey concerning fish consumption and the advisories. What are you learning about these advisories and the people that are eating fish? Are they paying attention?
Yes. In general, I would say the response has been very positive. This online survey has been conducted with older men, age 50 and older, who are fishing Wisconsin waters. So it is a subpopulation of our total Wisconsin population. And it's been very encouraging to learn that this population generally is very aware of our fish consumption advisories. In addition to that, their awareness and their level of knowledge is associated with some behavioral changes that may lessen their health risk.
What we've seen since both of us were much younger is watch out for eating certain types of fish, watch out for mercury in some lakes, PCBs in certain areas. What has changed over the years as far as the advisories? Has it gotten worse as far as more contamination, or are the waterways cleaning up? Have we been able to relax any of these at all?
Well, I think that's a question that's better answered by my colleagues over at the DNR. But in general, certainly Wisconsin has made efforts to clean up certain waterways. The Fox River Valley is a good example of that. And certain contaminants have been improving for some of these areas. Fish consumption advisories have been active and given for our states, I believe it's the 1970s, issued both by the DNR and also the Department of Health Services. So things develop as we do more and more testing, and the DNR has a very active monitoring program, and each year they update their advisories. So that's always a good source to go to get more information about specific species you might be eating and water bodies that you're fishing.
Now, your survey pretty much targeted the 50-plus male population, which is probably the majority of the people fishing these waters. Have they given you any feedback as far as lifestyle changes or how much they eat the fish in the survey?
Certainly. We did ask questions about their sport fish consumption specifically, so fish that they catch and eat, and also their commercial fish consumption. We have learned that a majority of these respondents eat up to or more than one sport fish meal a month. What we've also learned from this group is that the more common behavioral changes due to their concerns with chemical contamination has been to alter the water bodies where they catch and eat their fish. So they may not always eat fewer fish or change the species of fish that they're eating, but they'll change their location.
And by changing the location, they lower the risk of the contaminants.
That's certainly our hope if they're referring back to the advisories and looking for the safer water bodies.
Did the survey also look at women or other age groups?
No, this was specifically focused on men 50 and older.
As far as the data you collected in the survey, what's going to happen with the data? Does this go to another agency, or does DHS have plans for it? What's going to happen?
Yes, so our plan is, working with the DNR, to use this information that we've gathered about how well these advisories have been received, how people are interpreting and understanding these, and the actions that they're taking as a result of our advisories. What we want to do is continue to develop our outreach program. And what we've learned from this is that we certainly have to use multiple communication methods. One of the most important pieces of information we gathered is that people don't get advisory messages about fish consumption from just one source. They're obtaining this information from a variety of sources. Also, not everybody has internet access. So what we want to do is develop our outreach program using multiple communication methods. In particular, we want to redesign our web pages. We're also considering expanding the information provided in fishing regulation guides. And we're also considering outreach to healthcare professionals, encouraging them to discuss the benefits of eating fish and the need to choose fish low in mercury and other contaminants with their patients.
Have you found more doctors and other healthcare facilities are asking some of these questions about fish and consumption as part of their checkup routines?
Well, we haven't surveyed healthcare professionals themselves, but from this group of male anglers, we've learned that only 4% had mentioned healthcare professionals providing or being a source of information for them on fish consumption. So clearly it's an area in which we can improve.
And maybe use that as part of your outreach then to expand the message.
Exactly. The information that we've already analyzed has been published in the Wisconsin Medical Journal. So that came out in the June issue. And then we will have a larger data set because we surveyed in total just around 3,000. It's still being completed right now. The Department of Health Services and DNR will analyze the data and then make changes to our outreach program based on that. So it doesn't go to a committee per se or any place else. We will share this information with our funders, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as well.
Any chance the data will be available online to see?
Well, certainly the article in the Wisconsin Medical Journal is available online and also in print. And if we develop further articles from this based on additional analysis, that will also be available online and in print.